How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are here with you today on the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy in happily ever after.
Ooh, and I think that's going to be extra fun today, Christine.
It is going to be extra fun today because we are going to be talking about and getting real about and sharing, I think, probably the thing that is the most opposite of happy. The opposite of the H-A-P-P-Y.
Ooh, what's the opposite of H-H-P-P-Y? Oh, did I spell that right? Yeah, yeah, I got the right number of P's, right?
M-A-D. Mad. As in, I am mad at you.
She is mad at me and I'm mad at her. We had a fabulously terrible team call today.
No, actually what we had today was Noah decided to run over me in the middle of a conference call and also poison me and make me choke to death on a hot pepper, which I'll tell you the story here in a little while. But for those of you that are dialing in today, you know that we've been talking about money the last couple weeks, and this week we are just really inspired to get into what do you do when you are mad at your partner, when you're angry, you're mad, they've done something that's just driven you nuts, driven you crazy, and maybe you can't get away from them. You know, you're stuck with them. Like, you're in the house with them. Where do you go? What do you do? What do you do with all that anger in a way that even though you might want to well, maybe not kill them, but Noah's staring at me right now. Maybe not kill them, but seriously harm them.
Oh, I think that's not quite right either. I think you're just so mad you don't know what to do.
It could be. I am pretty mad. I'm actually wearing red right now, but if you saw my face, it might be a little red as well. Actually, interestingly enough, I just spent the weekend teaching at a women's anger release breakthrough seminar, and it's so interesting. They always say, the saying is goes, you know, be aware of what you teach, be aware of what you talk about. So when Noah and I decided to do this radio show, I think we had some awareness that we might start creating things in our own relationship to be able to come and talk with you all about, although you always kind of get surprised. So when I spent this weekend, I was with a group of women doing this anger release session, and my topic was all about how to be angry with each other even when you're in love. And, you know, how do you be angry with the people that you are in love? So you are getting Noah and I here right hot off the presses. Maybe should we share a little bit about the story that just kind of transpired today and talk a little bit about how we're navigating it, and then we're going to have a great guest that's going to come on who's going to talk a little bit about, you know, this issue as well. She, interestingly enough, had to deal with this as she drove around the country with her new boyfriend. Can you imagine a new relationship in a car?
Well, and plus, you know what? She's also a master of
freedom.
Freedom. And I think that's totally what happened today.
So say more.
So we have started a business together to get closer and more intimate and also to feel free. We felt kind of a little bit under the thumb of our employers from time to time, or like we just didn't have all the control of things.
Yeah, and Victor, I remember I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, it's so funny the way the divine works. I woke up this morning and I said to myself, I'm so grateful that Noah is home with me every day. This for those of you that don't know this, Noah was emancipated from corporate America in September. That was our number one goal as a couple this last year, and my number one really focus as an individual entrepreneur was to create a business in which Noah could easily transition out of his corporate job, which was basically killing him, making him fat, and making him unhappy. So that happened. Emancipation Day, baby. September 16th. Give me a high five, Noah. High five. Okay, we see the love is coming back. Well, the love never left, but the connection is coming back. And I remember this morning thinking, gosh, I'm so happy that you're here with me every day when I wake up. And I have to say, about 10 minutes before we got on this phone with all of you, or on the radio here with all of you, I literally was like, I wish you would go away.
I want some space.
Why are you here? Go away. And you were on my call. You go ahead and we'll.
So I just think the awesome thing is that what happened is we both have a huge value of freedom.
A huge value of freedom, and perhaps many of you out there listening, you also likely have a value of freedom. I think it's a pretty common value for us all to have, and we also have also this tendency to like to be in control.
We're both a little bit want to be in charge.
Well, I don't really know many people that don't want to be in charge.
There are people
honestly.
Who want to be in charge.
Well, maybe, but they're just probably secret want to be in chargers. But most people want to be in charge. So what happened is Noah, beautiful Noah, made me lunch right before this phone call with our whole team, and our whole team is calling in from all over the country because we're getting ready to launch a telecourse this February called Fall in Love with Your Love Life, No Matter Who Is or Isn't Sleeping Next to You. And it's super exciting because I'm going to be teaching my book, Choosing Me Before We, the Every Woman's Guide to Life and Love, for the first time ever over an online course at the end of February. So there's all these pieces that go into it, and Noah's our CFO and our CFO, and so he handles a lot of the operational stuff. But I'm the one that's kind of, you know, in charge when it comes to running the team. So I have...
Which apparently I didn't know.
You know, I didn't know. And so we get on the call, and I'm just about to get on the call, and I'm eating this beautiful lunch that Noah prepares for us. But, by the way, he almost burned. I had to actually turn the stove off because he's been so busy today. You forgot to turn the stove off, which happens, but I did not... I didn't rub it in, right? I didn't get mad. I just turned it off and thanked Noah. But then, so I go to eat them, eating some beans and some salsa.
I made
salsa.
Some beautiful rice and beans and salsa.
It was very good. And then all of a sudden, y'all, all of a sudden, I have fire shooting out of my nose, fire shooting out of my ears, fire shooting out of every orifice in my body because what kind of pepper did you put in the beans?
I put in chili pepper, whatever kind of pepper, what kind of pepper would you put in beans?
Not a dash of chili pepper, like big old red chili peppers, and I...
That's how you make beans.
I had to brush my teeth, drink the almond milk right out of the container, and then suck on a lemon in order to just stop the pain from happening. So the pain from Noah delivered to me started early in the call, but nonetheless, we move on.
So then we have the call, and we develop this beautiful plan about how the call would run. Me and Christine and our project manager, this is how we're going to do it.
We decided this yesterday, and by all accounts, I agree, because like, this happens to you, right? You go into a situation, you've made an agreement, and you show up, and then you're like, oh, this is not going to work.
But we didn't really have a chance to talk about it before the U-turn took place. And so I tried to drive straight.
Oh, yeah.
Christine wanted to drive U-turn.
Everyone, he's not being quite honest here. So what happened is that Noah ran upstairs from our office downstairs and started waving his hands like a mad person. You would have thought I gave everybody in our team a hot chili pepper to suck on. And he's like, stop what you're doing. Stop. You have to go back to this way of doing it. And every piece of my body was like, no, don't do that. But I'm like, okay, maybe I'm being controlling. I will, you know, defer to my partner here. And then the torture continued, you all. The torture continued as our beautiful project manager, bless her heart, read line by line by line through this document. And I just couldn't handle it anymore. I just couldn't handle it. And I said to myself, Christina Rilo, this is your call, and I'm taking charge. And so I did. And that is what happened. And the call actually was you know, not as smooth as we would have liked it to be, but it actually did get some work done. And so afterwards, Noah and I were so mad at each other, I don't think we could even speak.
Well, we could speak. Of course we could speak. We just didn't want to hear the other person.
So here's one of the great things that I want to share all this with you. And at the end of our call, we'll share some of our favorite rules for fighting fun and fighting fair. One thing that Noah and I do, it's a common practice in our fighting fun and fighting fair, is that we never hit below the belt. And I want all of you to kind of think about that right now, about what are the times when you're in your relationship in which you hit below the belt. Because I surely could have hit below the belt with Noah in that moment. And instead of making it about him or making him wrong or whatever, I just basically, right before we got on the phone, I'm like, I'm mad at you. He's like, I'm mad at you. I'm like, great, okay, let's get on the air and let's talk about this. Let's use this energy. And here's the thing about anger. When the anger is there, you have to actually use it. And we're going to talk more about that later, too, about how you actually use your energy. But we want you to hold on, because we're going to be back with our fabulous freedom-creating super-duper Kate Northrup, who is the wonderful daughter of Christiane Northrup, and had just got back from spending several months with her person, a brand new person, in an automobile, trapped together. And so we're going to hear about how they navigated that together. And Kate was also featured on our Money Piece call on MyMoneyPiece.com, for those of you that have been over to our Fear Cleanse page. So make sure to check that out during the break if you can, MyMoneyPiece.com. And otherwise, we will be back with some freedom-creating, love-generating tools for how to stay happy in your relationship, even when you're mad as heck.
Wait a minute, something going wrong. How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Noah and I, for those, this is the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
And you can keep happy even when you feel a little pinched by your partner.
And for those of you that were listening to us in the first segment, you know that we were feeling a little pinched. We were feeling a little mad. We were feeling a little angry, but Noah's over here dancing a little bit.
The red faces are coming down, and we have one of my very, 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 very favorite people in all of the world on the line. We're going to introduce her here in a second to be with us for the next half hour or so, and her name is Kate Northrup. Kate is a professional freedom seeker and creative entrepreneur. She actually spent the better part of 2011, and you actually heard me talk a little bit about this in the story that we were just sharing with about Noah and I, that she actually spent a whole, like almost all, like a big piece of 2011 on the road with her new guy and herself traveling around on this thing called the Freedom Tour.
And we love freedom.
We love freedom, and I actually had a chance to meet up with Kate in Sausalito, California, and her and I did a shot of video together for the Fear Cleanse, and it was super fun. I just fell in love with her. And what Kate was doing on the Freedom Tour with her guy. Actually, well, the Freedom Tour happened first, I think. She'll have to tell us which one came first, the guy or the Freedom Tour. But she's out there exploring and teaching financial freedom as an inroad to emotional and spiritual freedom. So she created financial freedom for herself at the age of 28 through building a network marketing organization of more than 800 people. And her philosophy is that if you're financially free, you can be fully present to fulfilling your purpose on this planet. And what's super exciting is Kate is in the process of writing her first book on how to transform your financial life with love. And that's going to be coming out in 2013. And for more information on Kate, make sure this is a great guide. It's actually part of the money piece. Go to katenorthrup.com, and she has a great download called The 5 Things You Gotta Do to Create Financial Freedom. So, Kate, love, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome to the Noah and Christine Show. It's so great to have you on.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, sweetie, we have to give you a little bit of a warning before you came on to the show. Noah and I were telling everyone about this kind of big, we didn't have a fight, but we were definitely super mad at each other before we got on the phone with you. So
we're not mad at you anymore.
Super mad. Like, I might kill you mad. Like, I can't believe you just did that mad. And it was all around our business.
Uh-huh. That's juicy stuff.
Yeah, and I was saying to everyone about how you and I met on your Freedom Tour and how you spent a big part of 2011 in an automobile with actually said the Freedom Tour with a guy that you had just recently started dating, I believe. And I think we were talking about
I gotta know, did the dating or what started?
Give us the download. What came first, the guy or the Freedom Tour?
Well, I cooked up the Freedom Tour first, and then I barely knew this guy, but I decided since I was leaving New York City, leaving my entire life, driving across the country in February in a snowstorm, I should probably have somebody come with me, and I got this really strong, memo from the universe to invite this guy named Mike, who I barely knew, and I was like, what? Who said that? But it was just clear. I don't know who sent the message, but I got it. So I invited him to come on the first 5 days of the road trip just to get me from Buffalo to San Diego, and he basically never left.
and how long was the road trip?
10 months. 10 months
Ten
to 34,000 miles.
So what started out as a 5-day invitation to a man that you hardly knew ended up with 10 months, and probably, unless you had actually packed yourselves up in one of those crates, those moving crates, you know, that you see outside people's houses when they move, you couldn't really be in much more contained space together.
No, we were in a Prius we didn't sleep in the Prius, so I'll just be clear about that. But we spent most of our days driving around the country, and it was intimate.
Yeah, so what was that like to be thrown, kind of melded together by the universe so quickly, to have so much intimacy and closeness right off the get-go?
It was so great to have that because we skipped through, the initial layers of dating where there's a lot of BS and, trying to look a certain way and trying to be a certain way and wondering if he's going to call and, oh, my God, does he like me and all of that stuff that I spent a lot of years being a single girl in my 20s in Manhattan. I spent a lot of time on that sort of thing. And so with Mike, I got to skip it. And so we got to know each other like the real thing with warts and all the good stuff, all the bad stuff really fast. So so by 5 days, like, we knew each other really well because it was 24 hours a day. And, you know, with logistics and, you know, all your crazy comes out pretty fast. So it was great because we really knew, like, oh, wow, if we can do this for that time, we could probably hack it with a relationship in the real world.
Okay, so I have to know, when your crazy first came out for him, how did he handle it?
Oh, he was such a rock star. I had this really difficult business conversation with my mom on day 4 of the trip, and I was a complete basket case and, like, snot rolling out of my nose and just, like, could not get it together. And he handled it so well. He was a rock. He asked me clarifying questions. He listened. He just let me completely let it all out. And then he gave me some insight that actually changed my life forever and has actually made me a heck of a lot of money. It's really great.
Tell us, can you share that with us? Or is that
to
you?
I was in a business relationship partnership with my mom that just was no longer working, and it kind of came to a head that day. And after listening to me wail about it, Mike said, "Do you mind if I give you some feedback?" And I said, "No." And I love that he asked, first of all, if it was okay. That was so great. And he said, "You can do this on your own, Kate. You are enough." And it was like, sometimes we can't see ourselves, right? We don't have perspective on ourselves, and there's something so beautiful about being with a partner who can see us in a better light. They can see the best part of ourselves in a way we can't see it for ourselves. And so that just clarified that, oh, I don't need to try to make something work that's no longer working with my mom, even though I absolutely love and adore her. And it's been so much better for both of us, and I probably would not have come to that decision, certainly not as quickly, if ever, without Mike just laying the truth on me.
Oh, it's amazing how a good partner can tell you things that you can't see for yourself for the life of you. And it's like when a partner takes a moment and listens to you and cuts out all the blah, blah, blah that wasn't really important and hits that nail on the head, it is amazing how it affects your life.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm curious, Kate, when you were, so you're, it was called the Freedom Tour, right? That's the name of this actual, and what was the reason for the Freedom Tour?
The reason
the mission
for the
behind
Freedom
it.
Tour, the vision behind it was I was going to travel the country by myself. I was supposed to be by myself. And I was going to teach these workshops that I have called Women and Wealth, where I teach women about new ways to think about money and kind of help them clear out some of the cobwebs about their relationship with money, and then move forward into creating financial freedom by thinking in non-linear ways, like outside of the fee-for-service or employee mentality. And then I invited Mike along, and then he stayed, and the Freedom Tour became much more about my own journey in freeing myself from that business relationship with my mom, and then really, honestly, it was about growing up, to be perfectly honest with you.
We love perfectly honest.
It's one of the reasons why I love Kate. I fell in love with her the first day I met her in Sausalito. I'm like, I can't believe you have to leave. I can't believe you have to leave.
She said she fell in love with you. Literally, she came home like, I met the most amazing woman. And I'm like, okay. Tell me about her.
Well, I think it says a lot, Kate. I think you're very inspiring, and for everyone out there listening, just to imagine that we all have the ability to, like, you know, to claim our freedom in whatever way that looks for you, and to be in a car with somebody, you know, for 11 months. I'm curious. One of the things that Noah and I were talking about. Do you have a question, Noah?
Oh, I just wanted to. One of the things I know that you're doing out in the world right now is helping to mentor folks to kind of tap into. Part of that mentorship, I assume, is tapping into that sense of freedom. So I just wanted to see if you had anything you wanted to share with us about that, or where people can find out about it. I wanted to make sure we hit that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can find out more about what I do. My website is katenorthrup.com, and I am going to be launching my mentoring program where it'll be sort of like an 8-week incubator where I'll be teaching people the exact business model that I built to create financial freedom, and also giving them access to a lot of the tools and exercises and things along the way that I did as I went through this journey to create financial freedom at a relatively young age, because I think that it's made my life really amazing, and I want other people to have that too.
Mm. And that's at katenorthrup.com, right? katenorthrup.com?
Yes.
Excellent. So, Kate, question, did you feel more free or less free when with having somebody with you on that tour, with you 24/7?
Well, most of the time I felt more free. And I've always, I had up until this point in my life a rather erroneous belief that committing to someone would not only take away from my ability to build a business, and so it would sort of take me off my edge, but it would also mean feeling trapped. And in fact, it's been completely the opposite, where I have this strong foundation of love and support, and so I can go bigger as a result, because all the bandwidth I used to spend on thinking about dating and like daily stuff that is just so much easier, I find, with a partner, can be spent either being really present with him or being really present with myself or funneled into my business. It's amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, what I'd love to hear when we come back, we're going to ask Kate a juicy question about what she did when her and Mike got mad at each other on the road. Okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going on.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Kaler. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
¶¶ love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christine.
And Noah.
And our very special guest, Kate Northrup. Kate, are you on the line?
I am.
Excellent. I feel like we should have invited Mike to be on the line with us as well. Next time, will you come back with Mike when you come on the show again?
100%. He is Chatty Cathy, and he has a lot to say.
Excellent. I guess I should probably have asked Kate first if she'll come back on.
I will come back on with my man for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, for those of you that are just tuning in, we're just talking with Kate, who went from a freedom tour for her to go out into the world and share financial freedom with these wonderful workshops and teaching she teaches to women around the country and the world, became a 5-day adventure from the East Coast to the West Coast with this guy named Mike that she hardly knew, that became...
I think Mike was originally only going to Buffalo or something.
Yeah, it was not very long. And then he stayed for the entire time, 10 months, thousands and thousands of miles. And now Kate and Mike live together, right? They're living together in New York, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and you're working together. So you went from hardly knowing each other to the car, to thousands of miles, to now living together and working together. And so that is just what I love about that, Kate, is it kind of just illustrates the level of, like, intimacy and deepening that happens over the course of a relationship. And yours kind of happened at warp speed, almost, I'd say.
Totally.
And so I bet that you have, one of the things we were talking about on today's show is really wanted to give people just some insights into, like, what do you do when you're in either an accelerated intimate relationship or you're in a relationship at all, like you were in this car with this person for 10 months. I'm sure you all got angry with each other at some point, I hope, maybe. I hope we're not the only ones. So tell us a little bit about how you dealt with anger in those early stages in your relationship when you were so close together and so much intimacy was being created so fast.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting because I come from a very waspy family where nobody raises their voice and nobody is angry about anything ever. And so what I noticed with Mike right away is that when I was upset about something, like even if it was upset about something that he did, I could say it and he, like, the world didn't come crashing down. I guess I always had this idea that if you said you were upset about something that it meant the relationship was over. I'm not sure where that came from, but it was sort of like a, you know, an unarticulated belief. And so it just gave me practice to, like, communicate, really, like, when things weren't going well, and he really listened. And there was one specific situation where I did something that pissed him off, and we were in the car driving from, where were we? Oh, my gosh, we were somewhere in Texas, I think, and we were driving from Arizona to Florida. And I did something that really bugged him, and he got really quiet. And instead of going immediately into feeling so bad, because my tendency in the past has always been to just immediately start beating myself up and finding myself wrong and just, like, going into total guilt mode, instead, I just really let him be with his own pace of how he needed to process and let him tell me when he was ready to tell me instead of continually poking at him to make him tell me now why he was upset, because I could tell he was upset.
Why are you upset, Mike? Why are you upset, Mike? Why are you upset, Mike?
Like, tell me now. I can tell, you know, like, and just the slowing down, like the slowing down in that moment and the slowing down to the pace that he wanted to go was really helpful to our whole communication. And he was still angry, and then I was angry about something else, and we went back and forth about it several times. But I noticed that the pacing was incredibly helpful, and just like slowing down to the pace of a really deep yogic breath or something, you know, like that helped a lot.
Well, here's what I love about it. I'm having this vision of the two of you and some, like, you know, it's like dust around you, oil fields, you're driving through Texas and he's really quiet and you're sitting in the passenger seat and, like, you're having that whole thing go on in your head, like, I wonder what he's thinking, what should I do? What should I say? And in that little space, that little Prius, you actually let him have his space.
Yeah.
Well, I love... the idea of understanding that we all have our own pace for whatever it is, whether it's happy or mad or sad or loving. Like, everyone's going to be a little different, and we all think the other person has to do it the way we want to.
So, yeah, exactly. So I know for me, and I was, Kate, before you got on the show earlier in the segment, we were talking about how I just got done teaching at a women's anger release retreat. And I was talking about how to be angry with those you love, and we were all talking about the different ways that we get angry in relationship. And I am the person who kind of goes banshee, like I call it banshee mode, where I just kind of lose my mind. And I'm like, yeah, la, 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 la. Anger is very easy for me. And so I'm curious for you, Kate, and for you, Noah, but Kate first, what's your mode of anger? Like, when you get angry or mad in a relationship, what's your go-to? Are you more of a banshee or more of a Houdini?
I'm a shutdown girl. So I just, when I'm angry, my natural state is to not say anything and to fester.
And what about you, Noah?
Ooh, I am Captain Houdini. I am the curtain draws back and they open it back up and I'm no longer there.
Sounds
totally.
Sounds like you and Kate have those similar anger ways, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But Kate, I'm curious with you here right now, with just where you're at in your relationship with Mike and what you've been able to create of going from being, you know, car buddies to now, you know, partners in a business, partners in life. How has that affected your relationship around money? How has your relationship with money, with each other and yourselves, changed as the intimacy continue to grow?
Ooh, good question. It's a, you know, it's a juicy one. There, the thing is, what's interesting is that the two topics that we are not allowed to talk about in, like, polite conversation, but that everybody wants more of, are money and sex. And so, the two things are actually interrelated in the chakra system of the body. It's the second chakra. It's where the reproductive organs live, and so they are interconnected. And so, in my relationship, really, just to bring it super specific, we actually started talking about money and our own money situations on, like, week two of our trip pretty intimately, because we were already sharing expenses and things were coming up, and it just kind of had, we had to clear the air. And what I've noticed is the more transparent we are with each other and the more we communicate about it, the better. Because if, like, there's any sort of assumption made about, oh, you know, we don't need to talk about that, or I feel ashamed about this area of my financial situation, so I'm not going to bring it up, it comes around later and it bites you in the butt. And so what's happened with Mike and I is we've just continued to peel back the layers and become more and more and more transparent. You know, that's not to say that everything's financially intermingled at this point, but we know what's shaking with both of us. And we also, what's really fun about being in a partnership in love and in business is that we can talk about our financial dreams and desires and strategize and vision and do all that stuff together. So not only are we being transparent with the past stuff and the present, we're also being really transparent and creating together, and it's like, it's really juicy. It's really fun.
It sounds juicy. I want to know about the chakra business. Tell me about money and sex and the chakras.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Oh, and I'm really curious about the third and the fourth chakra, how they interact, because that seems like that's where things get kind of messy.
Okay, cool. So if you're not familiar with the chakra system, we have seven energy centers in the body, and they're affiliated with an organ system or an actual anatomical area in your body. And the area of our life that affects that area of the body is, it's connected. So the money chakra is the second chakra. It's money, sex, and power. And so that's the reproductive organs and the lower back. And so how we basically wield our power in the world and what we're doing with money and what we're doing with sex are interconnected, and will kind of, if that has an imbalance in your life, it will actually affect your second chakra and the balance of your health there. And then the third chakra is your digestive system. It's like the solar plexus. It's your gut, and that has to do with self-esteem and sense of personal responsibility. And then the fourth chakra is the heart chakra, and it has to do with love and grief, and it's the lungs and the heart. And so all those things are very related to relationship and love relationships, obviously, like who's responsible for what, who's serving, who's giving. The fourth chakra is very much about giving and receiving as well, and people who have a tendency to overgive have certain issues with the fourth chakra, or undergive. That's come up a lot in our relationship as well, not health issues, but just navigating, you know, serving versus being served and giving versus receiving. It's kind of that dance we're going through all the time.
So what's the connection, kind of last question here for you, love, but I think it's a good one, is what is this connection then between love or sex and money? If it's all going on there in your second chakra, what is the connection between sex and money?
Well, the connection between sex and money is that they're both ways that we typically wield power in society. So if you think about how people wield power, it's basically through sex or through money, pretty much. And so you really have to, a lot of my work is encouraging people to take a look at how they're using their relationship with money for power, and is that power being wielded over people, or are they feeling victimized by it, or are they, in fact, simply allowing it to empower them to be the highest, best version of themselves? Because there's power over, and then there's just being a powerful person. And I like to choose being a powerful person as opposed to having power over or allowing somebody to have power over me. And so I use my money relationship as simply a tool for that, and my sex relationship as well. So that's how they're connected.
We could just talk to you forever. Maybe we should make the Noah, Christine,
and Kate show. Well, I don't know. Kate, you're very advanced in the relationship department, I have to say, to be able to navigate the 5 day to 10 months to living together to the business. And so, and plus I'm loving the chakra piece. So I'm wondering if you could just, I just want to remind everyone where they can find you at Kate. We'd love to have you back again with you and Mike. Would that be okay?
Would love it.
Awesome. And so for right now, everyone can find Kate at katenorthrup.com, and that's N-O-R-T-H-R-U-P, and make sure to check out her fabulous mentorship program that's coming up this February at katenorthrup.com, and go get that free super duper freedom creating money kit on her page. Kate, thank you so much for being here with us. You've just been such a blast. You're such a delight, and you truly are this person who you're one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Oh, thank you. Well, love to you both. Looking forward to coming back.
Okay, much love, Kate. Give our love to Mike as well.
I will. Bye-bye.
And all you out, thank you. Bye-bye, love. And for all you out there listening, we will be back very soon. We are going to give you our big tips on when you are mad, what do you do with that anger? So we are going to teach you how to fight, break those fights up in ways that create more love. Noah, I'm doing more love for you already.
We'll be right back. Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Love and happiness. Hello, hello, and welcome back, all you fabulous freedom lovers and people who are ready to turn anger into love. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
I have to say, I love Al Green, and it just makes me so happy every time we have that come in. It just makes me light up.
Love and happiness. Well, I know that your mood has certainly shifted since we started the show today. For those of you that have been with us over this last hour, so you know that Noah and I started the show M-A-D, a big M-A-D, at each other, mad. We were mad, and we've been exploring anger. We've been exploring intimacy with our fabulous guest, Kate Northrup, who was in a car for 10 months with the guy she had just met, and now they're living together and happily ever after. And if you can get through that, you must have some good relationship mojo. So it was great to have her on, and we're going to wrap up the show here today with you a little bit where we started, but some good love dares for you to go out into the world with and try these out in your relationships. As I mentioned, I just spent the last weekend actually teaching a woman's anger breakthrough seminar. And the thing that I learned and we talked about, and we just kind of talked about it a little bit today when Kate and Noah and I all outed ourselves on how we show up in relationship when we get angry. So the question I have for all of you right now is, when you get mad at the person you're in relationship with, and this could be your romantic relationship, it could be your business partner, it could be your mother, it doesn't matter, but what's your first go-to? And I like to think about this as almost like a spectrum. So on one end of the spectrum, you have the banshee mode. I call it banshee mode. This is for the people, those of you who are banshee and can go to the banshee place, you know this. This is where you have lost your mind. You've lost your marbles. There's no coming back to sanity. You've just lost it. Noah?
Sometimes it's also the assassin. It can be the person who goes in for the weakest spot and attacks.
It can be the person that goes in for the kill. And you know, if you know who you are out there, if you know that your partner or your person you're in relationship, you know their soft spot, and you just go right in for the kill, that any of those kinds of those behaviors, that puts you in one end of the spectrum. And that's, you know, where at my worst, I can go there. Now, luckily, Noah and I have a love treaty, which actually we were talking to Kate about during break, that we've actually created, that we signed, and Kate and her guy Mike downloaded it last night.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I know.
And I love that Mike said, yeah, I'll sign this. It's like, yeah, it's out there in the world, making a difference.
And so any of you can get that love treaty at lovetreaty.com, and it actually is it's a treaty, just like any kind of country signs. It's for rules of engagement for what you agree to with each other. And Noah and I signed ours years ago, and so when we get into fights, we're able to really be in come from a place of respect. So even though I can go to the banshee mode, I don't ever hit below the belt. Would you say, Noah?
Almost never hit below the belt.
I don't hit below the belt. But anyway, moving on. So, because we only have a few minutes left. So moving on, the other end of the spectrum. No, you talk about that end of the spectrum.
The other end of the spectrum is the Houdini or the ostrich. So the Houdini, you just totally disappear. You close the curtains, and when you open the curtains back up, you're no longer there. You've disappeared. Or you're the ostrich. Like, all conversation ceases, your head's in the sand, there's no interaction anymore. It's just all going past you, pretending like nothing exists.
You have shut down. You have shut down. And of course, there's a whole spectrum in between there. There's some passive aggressive anger people. There's some victim martyr people. But just take a moment and just ask yourself where you fall on that continuum. Do you tend to be more like the angry banshee and anger is the first kind of line of defense? Or do you tend to be more of the shut down kind of person? And notice to the people that you're in relationship with, just think about one of the relationships you're in right now that's your most intimate one or maybe even your most challenging. What's that person like? And what's interesting to notice is where you have two people who are both can go to that banshee kind of I'm going to annihilate you mode, like the relationship that those kind of people have versus the kind of people who are super angry and the shutdown Houdini or two Houdinis. So if you have two Houdinis and they're hardly ever angry. They don't express it. And here's the truth, big secret, everyone. Okay, highlighter. It's anger's okay. Anger is okay to have. It's a supernatural emotion. The question is what do you do with the anger when you have it? So here's our dare for you, kind of this upcoming week, is when you get mad, when you get angry, instead of going to either one of those extremes, so the extremes again, Noah, are
banshee and Houdini.
Right? So instead of getting like super crazy angry, you've lost your marbles, you go to banshee, you're going in for the kill, or going to the place where you've just shut down, start somewhere in the middle. Start somewhere in the middle and be vulnerable enough to use one of our most superpower tools. We're going to tell you what it is right now, which is called leaning into love.
It really makes the difference. When you lean in, you don't attack and you don't run. You speak the truth with a heart.
Yes, or as Kate said in one of her examples, you let your partner have their space. And you lean into what's going on with them. And so instead of having to, you know, either shut down or go bananas, when you find yourself this week in a situation where you are mad as all get out or you're angry, stop and lean into love and either decide if the person that you're in relationship with is ready for you to kind of talk and kind of go deeper, or go ahead and lean in. And here's what I do know. I do this, right?
You absolutely do.
How do you know I do this?
Because I do no longer, you don't have any scars and I don't have to run away.
Well, one of the things I've learned how to do, and I did this right before we got on the call, is just say, I'm mad. I mean, just, I'm mad. And not, you know, I'm mad at you, I don't like you, just I'm mad. I'm just mad right now and I just need to be mad.
Ooh, that is an amazing dare. If you are mad and you're a banshee person, you simply state it simply and directly and very succinctly.
Yes.
I'm mad.
And I need a moment right now to be able to let this anger dissipate.
And if you're a Houdini, it's also hard because you have to just say, I'm mad. You have to just own that you're mad because you may not even want to admit you're mad and you have to do it.
So here's our dare. Go out there, admit that you're mad, just don't burp your madness all over your partner. Keep your madness burping to a minimum. Own your feelings, tell people that you're angry, tell people you're mad, and then let that barf just run off you before you actually engage into a conversation. And look, it's only been an hour, and Noah and I are you so mad at me?
I'm not mad at all.
And if all fails, tone on Al Green. Al Green is the instant mad, make it go away, man.
Look what it did for Obama.
Yeah, exactly. So we will be back with you again next week, and be sure to check us out at mymoneypiece.com, where you can find out more about how to keep the happy in your love life and your bank account, and also check us out on lovetreaty.com where you can get a free copy of our love treaty.
And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo
and Noah Martin.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for
fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness aglow.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. On Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk, feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.